You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good morning, good morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. 790-2040 if you want to call in. WakeUpTucsonComments@gmail.com. Mike Quinn's coming up at 8:07. He is putting on, again, the second annual Heroes Rockin' for Heroes concert to support first responders up in Oral Valley. That's coming up on October 16th, I believe. I'll get you all that before it's all over. Definitely middle of October. And then we have Ryan Heath. He's the head guy at the Gavel Project. He made his debut at the Pima County Board of Supes. I guess he's talking about suing them on behalf of employees hurt by vax mandates. So that'll be interesting. There was an interesting marketing play by Mr. Ryan Heath. Look, I got him on a radio show. So good job, Ryan. Let's go right to the phones. We have our good friend, U.S. Congressman David Schweikert. I think it's only, it feels like a light day, so I'm going to go third espresso. Where are you today, bud?
Well, you got to understand, when you say third espresso, is that just the fact that my first one is a triple shot?
Ah, okay. So I guess I'm going by how many shots have you had today?
Not that many. I'm probably, five.
Oh, okay.
But you got to understand, it's, 10-10 here in D.C.
I know.
It was a light day.
So I saw your video on the Daily Caller of your line is, quote, "If this place had a soul, we would be fixated on what we're going to do to make more stuff to bend inflation," unquote.
Yeah.
What was that at 3 in the morning, that one?
No. Actually, the crazy thing, that video has had about 300,000 views. And that's almost an hour economic speech on the floor of the House. Look, there's back to the very simple concept. What's inflation? Inflation is, besides money, monetary supply and all that sort of side.
Too much money chasing too little goods, right?
To make more goods. And the Democrats basically cannot stop themselves. It's like they're at it. They can't stop handing out free money, because they believe that's how they buy votes. Hand out some free money. I just bought another constituency. Hand out some more. And I hate to say this. This is whether it's like the CHIPS Act, which may cost $400 billion. Hey, I just bought an industry. They bought the green industry. And our argument as conservatives, people that actually showed up at their economics classes, let's do something crazy. Let's make more stuff.
So the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, you can't say that without laughing.
Is that definitely a Inflation Increaser Act?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, when you hand out money and cash doesn't produce more products, goods, and services, but basically subsidizes others, you created a distortion, and the distortion raises prices. Now, it was fascinating. The Democrats tried to sell a model that it would reduce inflation, but if you looked at their notes, the reduction was coming from higher taxes. So the way they were going to reduce inflation is they were going to tax people, tax business and industry, everything else more, and therefore remove liquidity from the economy because they taxed you, not because they actually created more prosperity.
So with the dynamics going on in this economy, with the Fed raising the interest rate, and I assume that's part of what should be done to mitigate the damage. But that's not the only thing, even though everyone thinks that's a magic bullet. What else needs to get done right now to keep the pain off the American people?
Okay, first off, what needed to be done should have started almost 2 years ago. And we were talking about it on this show a year, three quarters ago, when the Democrats handed out $1.9 trillion of additional cash liquidity on top of the economy. And it was demonstrated it economically wasn't needed. When you have, you know, Democrat economists screaming at them saying, don't do this, you're going to set up. And Larry Summers becomes persona non grata on the left because he didn't play along with them.
Right.
But when you hand out, I'll give you the simplest example because it's a conversation you and I had about Tucson. Hey, I'm going to hand you a check, but I'm not going to ask you to either look for a job. I'm not going to ask you to go and update your skills. I'm not going to ask you to participate in the economy, but you can stay home and, you know, watch YouTube and play video games. What does that do for the economy? And then you complain to me you can't hire employees, but yet you were so giddy to get some of the free money, you know, a year or two earlier. We did this to ourselves. Today, if I'm, you know, you're a member of Congress, you can keep doing what the Democrats are doing. Just like in the last couple of weeks, they've handed out another few $100 billion of free money. Or you could fix some things in the tax code to incentivize production. You could do some things in the regulatory code to incentivize production. You could do things like, you know, one of my pieces of legislation to encourage savings for people's retirements, because that actually has somewhat the same function as what the Fed is doing. It would remove liquidity, but in this case, it would be going to your future retirement security.
What's complicated in that legislation? What would be the carrot to encourage saving?
We do a couple of fun things. Like, I'm going to let you put some money in between now and the end of the year, and I'm going to let you treat it as Roth, even though I'm going to give it to you pre-tax. So you get spiffed. It makes it so, oh, God, this is a great deal. I can put a couple grand in. Instead of going and buying a new big screen television, I'm going to encourage you to put it in your retirement security. And A, it helps us on inflation, and B, it helps your future.
I remember years ago, during the Trump years, you were talking about, you know, border control and what we did in relation to helping employers be, you know, more profitable and make more money. But you always remember you talk about bringing value to the American worker, right? To their labor, right?
Yeah.
Now I assume all those gains have been blown up and worse. Where are we at now at the value of the American laborer? Well, let's go to break. His phone was sounding a little weird anyway, but it's perfect. 7:15 in the morning. We'll do one more segment with U.S. Congressman David Schweikert. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. See, one of the things about prog rock, too, is we have cool titles for our songs.
And this is almost trip-hoppy, sort of.
A little bit. So, my boys from Yes on the Silent Wings of Freedom. All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk tomorrow. Malt to Joe for Food Friday. Well, it's looking like Roger Klein from Roger Klein and the Peacemakers tomorrow. Should be quite a fun Friday. So let's get back to David Schweikert and the Coffee Makers. David, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about that. I was racing back from, we were doing a presentation on you know, the commitment to America, where the Republicans are laying out, sorry, if you're willing to elect us back to the majority, here's the agenda. And
well,
running through these hallways.
Hold on. The commitment to America, this is out?
Yeah, it's dropping at this moment.
Yeah, because, I mean, Kevin McCarthy has been sitting on this freaking thing for, like, ever, for God's sakes.
No. It takes a little while to put... Because what was done differently on this... is, okay, I have an expertise in economics. The guy down the hall is an expert on agricultural policy. And we all broke into our specialties and sort of walked through the insane things the Biden administration and the Democrats have done, what we have to do, A, to fix it, and then do the next thing. How do we get it now to work in our country?
All right, so
and
we have
a while to put it together.
We have about 8 minutes or less to this segment. Give us the Commitment to America presentation, 7.5-minute version, please.
No, the 7.5-minute version. All right. Look, if I came to you right now and said, particularly for us in Arizona, where we're just getting blasted with things like inflation, the border, is fix it. First, get the economy, get it strong, get it stable again. Fixate on safety. And that's both, the border, the crime. I mean, in your news segment before, you talked about the young country music musician that, 32 years old and is dead. I just had a little girl, 14 years old, dead in my neighborhood, fentanyl. This is what happens when you open up the border. Then you go on to, a future that is sort of built on freedom. How do you design the rules mechanism so you're protecting freedom of speech? Freedom of these things, which the Democrats, it's fascinating. They almost have become antithetical to you being a free individual. They want to shut you down in your social media, shut you down in school, shut you down in this. And then the other side, which is going to be fascinating, is accountability. We commit, we're going to go up and down the crap that's going on in this government. We're going to expose it and make it accountable. We will do the oversight that no one's willing to do.
So,
in some ways, it's that simple.
So Kevin's announcing it today?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it's more than Kevin. I mean, the conference, because this took a communal agreement to put this together.
So, and then, of course, I was looking at the the Nancy Pelosi calling it the McCarthy's extreme MAGA agenda.
Yeah. Well, look, we have to deal with some big boy politics, and you have a really smart audience. They're going to get this. We obviously put it together. We try to find a way for people who have lives. They're busy. They're just trying to survive the inflation and the schools and kids. They're not sitting here listening to talk radio all day long. I know that's hard to believe.
No, it's true.
Getting a sense of what's going on. Well, are listening to people like me. So how do you put together saying, if you'll trust us with your vote, here's what we will do.
So hit me with some specific bullet points. What do we got?
Well, I thought I just did, but
it was kind of flowery. Let's have a stronger economy. Is that the bullet point? Okay, is to build a stronger economy?
But if you start to go, okay, first you have to have a fixation on inflation. So the conversation you and I were having before is whether it be tax, regulatory policy, trade policy, those things. It's about dramatically stepping up our ability to produce things efficiently in the country. And that's going to be everything from energy. How do you make the country energy self-sufficient so you're not relying on foreign countries? Well, we know how to do that. We did that a few years ago. But that actually ties into inflation. So if you create the energy independence, the supply chain, how do you make it so you need this critical part? That critical part doesn't come in from China, but it's actually made somewhere in your own community. Those things we actually know how to do, but somehow that's antithetical to how the left views the world. The security, first one obvious for us in Arizona is get this border locked down. The resources, the laws, and taking down these DOJ investigations, other things that have made it so just untenable to be a law enforcement officer, to actually engage in law enforcement in our communities. So you've got to reduce crime. And here's one of the great ironies. The Democrat who you're going to run into, they're going to talk about income inequality. And one of the primary inputs into poor people being poor is crime in their neighborhood.
We have that in a plethora of examples here in Tucson, right?
It's just this great irony. Defund the police, but I want income inequality fixed. But it's really hard to have economic growth when people are breaking your bones and stealing your stuff. So, and then you start to think about, okay, what's the future look like? The future, freedom, how do you fixate on students? and parents, and empowering the parents, they have the right to know what's happening to their kids, what's going on in their schools. How do you make it so there's a fixation that Americans can live longer and healthier lives? And then you got to be willing to do one where we're going to get our heads kicked in. It's going to be a war. And then you got to take on big tech. You know, they cannot decide that they're going to tip the scales towards their leftist allies.
Well, and again, right, it's back to that. You said, I think we're down to, 30,000 voters that will determine a statewide election in Arizona, right?
About 300,000.
300,000, excuse me. And at the same time, right, it's like if that's your lot of low-information voters in there, you know, I pray, and I assume you guys are doing this with the Commitment to America, is keeping as simple as possible with these kind of gut issues that are really affecting you. Because, again, the Democrats, all they got is abortion.
Yeah, well, you do it, and when you're doing something like this, you can do it in layers. Hey, here's for the person that's incredibly busy that only has 20 seconds of attention to give you. You know, you respect, you love the fact they gave you 20 seconds. You give them some information. The person wants to deep dive into it. Okay, here's copies of the types of legislation we want to do. And I'll go spend your weekend reading through the legislation. So there's something here for everyone.
Do you have a copy of it yet?
Yeah. I'll start to, some of the websites and those things are going live, so I'll send you links.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Well, David, thanks, sir. And, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, let the chaos continue.
Yes, sir. U.S. Congressman David Schweigert. It's, we got a lot of holidays today, guys. I mean, again, first day of autumn, Progressive Rock Day, all the big ones. Bilbo's birthday from The Lord of the Rings, very important. There's a bunch of holidays today, actually. Chainmail Day, for any of you that are wearing chainmail. Good job. Dear Diary Day. What else we got here? National Centenarians Day. Ice Cream Cone Day. This just keeps going. National Legwear Day, which is big for Matt. He loves that. So World Rhino Day. All right. Bottom of the hour news. Freeform and DeSimone for about a half hour before Mike Quinn rocking for Heroes. One of the best song titles in relation to government, right? King Crimson, Easy Money. I'm telling you, man. Those guys that, well, those losers that are getting the money at the county for contact tracing. Remember, we're still doing millions of dollars to some buddies for contact tracing. And then the cleaning company at the PAC for 1.1 mil. Get the hell out of here. So a bunch of you have asked. I was disappointed, too, that David couldn't, give us some bullet point. And part of me wants to say, I'm on the website for this thing, which is republicanleader.gov, okay? And then you put /commitment, okay? But so the thing that gave me a little bit of meat, the website has a lot of white space with not much meat at all in it, okay? But let me do the preamble that they call it. Let's see. A bunch of flowery words. Unfortunately, though, over the past 2 years, Democrats in Washington have led America off track. They have created crisis after crisis, crippling inflation, rampant crime, failing schools, border chaos, and disrespect for our nation across the globe. Good. Worse still, they've ignored our constituents' priorities and shown contempt for their values. Got it. And then it says, we will not allow it, in bold red. The commitment to America represents a new direction and better approach. We commit to remove government-imposed obstacles to worker and builder success. Hardworking taxpayers should be valued, not punished. Okay, good. Because no American should live in fear, we commit to reverse soft-on-crime policies that have caused violence in our communities. Public safety is a necessity, not a privilege. Good. Because Americans are learners and dreamers, we commit to advance excellence in education and respect for dedicated parents and teachers. Because Americans deserve fairness and reaccountability, we commit to make Washington finally serve the needs of the people. We can no longer afford business as usual. We will work with anyone who shares these goals, blah, blah, blah. So in the end, right, is I to me, I still want more specifics. right? So this is the preamble thing. And then when you go through the web, so we'll have to see after this website's not really, if this is the rollout, Color Chris not impressed. You know, are we talking about balanced budgets? Are we, you know, all of these different things that we've been talking about, starting with my brother Joe's able description of all this on Monday. Because, so, again, flowery and nice. Now, here's the other thing, right? This has to appeal to the boy or girl watching the Today Show is their source of news, right? This is, what are those specifics that are simple to understand that goes out to those folks? And I don't know who, I haven't seen that yet, so... We'll give it a day here to see how it all kind of rests and makes it happen. So, all right, we got to get through a bunch of stuff today before we get to the top of the hour. We talked about poor Luke Bell, the country singer who died of fentanyl in Tucson, Arizona. Chairman Powell, that granite rock of confidence. He shared that the Fed's work to reduce massive inflation will result in losses of jobs. Speaking after the Fed issued another rate hike, Chairman Powell said the U.S. will be able, may be able to avert a full-blown recession, that but could not avoid the hardship as the bank ramps up its fight against inflation. Quote, if we want to light the way, oh, we just did light the way, to another period of very strong labor market, we have to get inflation behind us. I wish there was a painless way to do this. We certainly haven't given up on the idea that we can have a relatively modest increase in unemployment. Nonetheless, we need to complete the task. So, and inflation currently is at a 40-year high. 1982. Not the greatest year for music, but we could do that one day. I think we did it already, 1982.
Not too long ago.
Rashida Tlaib, part of the AOC. I mean, this is, if Mayor Romero has someone a poster of, Rashida's got to be up on the wall for her Hall of Fame. Okay. So for some reason, she's doing a House Financial, she's on the House Financial Services Committee. But for some reason, we have everyone else but her in the committee meeting, and she's in her office on Zoom. Okay? So what happens is, you're going to love this. I got to give Jamie Dimon credit. He's the only one who answered. Everyone else just answered in a way to shut her up. Okay? And this had to do, the six largest banks... If they have a, she wants to know if they have a policy against funding new oil and gas production.
Great.
Right? For this technology that's not really there yet. It's getting there. It's slow. Batteries are really expensive, right? I got child labor digging up lithium for your Tesla batteries, right? So what happens is Dimon goes, like, I think second or first or second. And he just goes, I don't know if she, I don't think they shut her mic off, but he said when he got to him, Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan, does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas production? Here's the quote. Quote, absolutely not, and that would be road to hell for America, unquote. And then she goes on a little bit of a non sequitur rant because, you know, sometimes they're not as smart as they think they are. All right? And she goes, you know what? Everybody that got released from student loans that have a bank account with you should probably take out their account and close their account, she said. She continued the rant against Jamie Dimon. Quote, I'm not going to ask you, Mr. Dimon, because you obviously don't care about working class people in frontline committees, communities like ours that are facing huge and high amounts of asthma, respiratory issues, and so much more. Cancer rates are so high among my communities that I represent, so I'm not going to ask you if you're committed to ending the financing of new oil and gas projects. Dimon asked for his analysis of modern energy investments into older forms of power, including coal and gas, said U.S. is not on the right path. Quote, we're not getting this one right. The world needs 100 million barrels of oil and gas every day, and we need it for a minimum of 10 years. To do that, we need proper investing in oil and gas complex. Investing in oil complex is good for reducing CO2. We've all seen, because of the high price of oil and gas, particularly the rest of the world, you've seen everyone, going back to coal. He added, not just poor nations like India and China, Indonesia and Vietnam that are going back to coal, but wealthy nations like Germany, France, and the Netherlands. CO2 is getting worse. We need to have proper rules and regulations and government policy to have an effective transition to reduce CO2, keeping energy secure, unquote. But these are the emotional 3-year-olds that are U.S. congresspeople.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
I mean, when your first answer to Jamie Dimon saying, absolutely not, that would be road to hell for America. Right? Again, will we get to electric cars one day? I assume we will. Right? We keep pushing it through all this government prodding. It doesn't work that way. And you have an expensive technology, and as you make everyone else more poor, how are you going to, you'll say, oh, we'll give you some sort of, you know, remember they're going to give you, remember Rahina was in the electric car picture, say, you can get a subsidy of $3,000 with a $90,000 car. Yes, working class. Right? That's not real. That's a joke. It's not logical. It's not real. It's pathetic. But again, when her answer to him saying this is bad for the U.S. economy, and she says, everyone who got released from their student loans that have a bank account with you should close them and take them out their money.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
We got to go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. We're going to be rocking with Heroes at 8:07. And then at 8:30, we're going to be talking to the Gavel Project's Ryan Heath about suing places like Pima County for vax mandates.
Go long on unicorn futures, Chris.
I'm trying. Gavin Harrison and the boy. This is a prog group name, Porcupine Tree. There we go. Hold on, I got a wah-wah paddle coming. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. First day of fall, International Progressive Rock Day, which is like my Super Bowl. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick on line 3. Rick, what's going on, amigo?
Well, your topic here is rather interesting because Joe Manchin's got this bill out here to increase power lines, utility lines, which the environmentalists are going to disagree with and fight against. But here's the issue. A lot of these power utility lines were built 50, 60 years ago.
Right.
And the life expectancy of these things is wearing very thin. So they're going to have to either be replaced or new structures and everything else is going to have to take place. Right now, I believe his U.S. has only built 386 new power lines in the country. I'm on the Corporation Commission's Power Plant and Line Siting Committee, and we hear all these cases about solar power plants. We have no authority over solar or wind. However, they have to have new utility lines to connect, what they call gen ties, to the utilities and the power plants themselves. But if we don't increase the number of power lines, you're not going to be able to supply energy, clean energy to anybody. Well, that's a little exaggerated, but you're not going to be able to provide what is needed, number one. Number two probably is just as, if not more important, the availability of copper over the next 50 years will not be have the ability to support all these new utilities, these windmills, all the things that are necessary for this country to go green.
So, Rick, do you like the Manchin bill?
You know, it's got a lot of good things, and he also says we still have to be able to utilize and produce fossil fuels. We're going to have
he better be from West Virginia.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't turn. Yeah, that's for sure. Coal mining, and actually, here's the irony about coal. Actually, coal usage is up in the Northeast.
I bet.
And it's absolutely amazing to listen to all these environmentalists complain. And then when you look at the need for natural gas, particularly in the Northeast and the Midwest, for heating, we have got this thing so backwards, the insanity behind the environmentalists wanting all this green energy contradicts their own theories, because you have to have more mining materials, and they're fighting against all the mines. You have to have more power lines installed throughout this country. Arizona's moving pretty quickly on solar, and we're working on wind power line issues. But the reality is the environmentalists want to fight every step of the way. And it's just, they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, and then, so Manchin cuts a deal with Schumer and Pelosi, right? He'll give them the vote on the inflation reduction piece of crap, right? And they'll get this deal for him, right? And what's happening is sleazeballs like Grijalva and some other people are now saying, screw this deal, it was done without our permission, blah, blah, blah. And so now they're breaking the deal. And it's that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, and it's going to be a long process. This transition, Arizona, to 2050, you know, eliminating fossil fuels, it's ridiculous. We will not have the capability with enough mining materials, including copper, silver, all the critical minerals that, and the irony behind that, we get a lot of that from China. So all these things that everybody wants, it's nice in theory, but there's no practical way of solution by continually fighting against the things we need to produce the electricity needed, and we will not be able to meet that match. It's physically going to be impossible for the utilities and everybody else to utilize total green energy by 2035 or 2050. This is going to take 50, 60 years of transition to get to that point. And if we don't upgrade, install new utility lines, if we don't get to a point where we understand you have to have a balance. And here's the real concern for me as a veteran. The amount of copper, the amount of all the mining materials, all the electricity needed for the military to operate, we are hurting ourselves.
Well, sad to say, their friends on the other side of the aisle are using the method of crashing parts of America, and then they'll finally get their way no matter what the results are, and that's the sad part. Rick, I got to take one more call before I run out of time, so yeah. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day. 790-2040. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you got a couple minutes. What's up, my friend?
Oh, I almost spill my coffee when I walk into the house and you're talking about Jamie Dimon in a positive light. I literally almost had coffee out of my nose.
I bet. You're the third person to tell me that coffee came out of their nose on Jamie Dimon.
I hate that guy. I hate J.P. Morgan. They could roast in hell. But to listen to one of these Congress critters, and you know me, on both sides of the aisle, they're evil, vile. They're just beings. You know, they're beings that were dropped from hell. But to listen to somebody question Jamie Dimon, kind of like listening to, God, I think his name was Hank Johnson, that asked the Admiral one day, Do you think the island might become too heavy and capsize?
Well, that was Hank Johnson. We talked about him last week because he had something stupid. I forgot what else did he. What was the stupid thing you said
even
last week?
Even dumber than that?
Oh, It was Guam. What was the thing that he said Guam. Last? It was probably some racism thing, I believe, before it was all over. So, yeah, it was Guam.
So. Yeah, I mean, does anybody. This is the best. I guess this is the best we can do, is what my point is. If this is the best we can do, should we just burn this thing down now, or you want to wait for a while?
Well, that's the question, right? This is where it goes. Is the government, right? Are they capable of internal reform, right? And of course, the doubts on that are amazingly high, right? And then you say to yourself, these people in these positions, whether it's Congress, Board of Soup, City of Tucson, you being here, does it help the general human being, the general population of your area? And they'll have a hard time saying that their presence improves life, right? And that's where we're at. But you're right.
I'm 100% with you.
I know a lot of smart people that say that the reform will come after everything crashes because we're incapable of internal reform.
Yeah, good luck with that. I hope it works out for y'all. God bless y'all, Chris. You guys have a great Thursday, man.
You too, my friend. All right, we're gonna brighten your day. We're going to be rocking for heroes up in the OV on October 16th. Mike Quinn coming up next.